This is Fashion Week in New York, and that means we'll be seeing lots of TV clips of models in strange outfits parading down runways. But what is the point of these shows, and how do they work? We turn to fashion journalist and Slate contributor Josh Patner. He has written answers to a list of frequently asked questions about fashion shows. And are they showing clothes that you and I could actually wear?
They're not showing clothes that I could wear because it's Women's Week. Men's Week happens at a different time of the year. But while fashion is not necessarily meant for people who are going to pick up their kids at daycare, that's what clothes are for. Fashion and clothes are not always the same. You know, they're fashion, clothes, style. They're different things. Getting dressed every day does not necessarily have to do with being fashionable.
Can the general public get in? Your average
no, the shows are seated. There's limited space, Fashion Week, for all its glamour that it might put out, is actually a trade show. Millions and millions of dollars in business are conducted during Fashion Week. So the people who are in the show, although the front rows might be filled with celebrities or quasi-celebrities, there are retailers and journalists there who have 6 months' worth of business to do off of what they see in the tents.
Do models ever fall off those runways?
I've never seen a model fall off a runway. And in fact, today, models don't actually really walk on a high runway. They might walk on a small platform that's laid down on the floor. But the idea, though it might seem ironic to people who aren't actually paying attention to fashion all the time, fashion right now is, in some senses, very much geared towards living in the everyday world on the street.
So it's a frenzy back there.
It's a huge frenzy. Fashion shows are great theater, and part of that is because maybe in 7 minutes you have a pretty complete piece of theater with music, with staging, with costume changes, you might say, and certainly with a mood that's created. So it's a sort of a Brigadoon moment of ideas. It's there and then it's gone.
7 minutes, that's it? And the designer has spent how many months creating those 7 minutes?
About 6 months. In fact, sometimes up to a year, depending upon how far in advance they begin working on their fabric.
So the designer is hoping that people are really paying attention for those 7 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
They're not off in the bathroom making it.
Right.
Do they actually make their decision in that 7 minute period, the buyers, the retailers, do they actually say, okay, designer X, I see that that tweed blazer, I'm going to order it after just seeing it for 30 seconds?
No, they might make a notation of it, but there's a lot of time spent in the showroom in the weeks after the show to buy the collections. And some of the collections actually are so large that you only see a very small portion of it on the runway. To buy a collection like Giorgio Armani, let's say, can take 4 days for a buyer to go through the entire collection to buy it.
Okay, you've been at this Fashion Week for a couple of days already, and can you point to any trend that we will see in the stores in the fall that we must have, a must-have fall piece?
There'll be a lot of menswear fabrics. There'll be a lot of things that are embellished. There'll be a lot of color. Those are the first things that we're seeing in the first couple of days.
Pointy toes or round toes? The perennial debate.
Too soon to say.
Okay. Very mysterious. Okay. Keeping us on our toes. Frequently asked questions about Fashion Week from Josh Patner, and you'll find more questions and answers at slate.com. Thanks, Josh.
Sure.